Several lockdowns have given lots of us the opportunity to discover skills we didn't know we had, or to learn new ones, or to put those we did know about to good use. And it's a logical step from building or making something to repairing things. TV craftsman Jay Blades is known for his renovation skills, but as his personal and inspiring memoir, Making It, demonstrates, his most impressive restoration job is the one on himself. Jay spoke to Rachel Banham, and here's Nikki with Jay's story.
He's the cheerful, personable TV presenter who's become the nation's favourite craftsman. Whether it's welcoming visitors on BBC One's hit show The Repair Shop, or showing us how we can upcycle items in the BBC series Money for Nothing, Jay Blades is known for his friendly, upbeat nature. But behind his sunny on-screen disposition is a life story of highs and lows, which shows that it's never too late to follow your dreams and that anything is possible, even when the odds are stacked against you. Basically, the reason why I wrote it is I've got a story inside of me and I needed to get it out, Jay says. And also, the whole point for me was to inspire people, to get people to understand that you can achieve something, no matter where you're from and no matter what age you are in life, you can achieve. Making It is Jay's personal and unfiltered story. It lays bare his experiences of racism and police brutality, his struggles with mental health and the events that led him to being homeless. There's quite a lot of painful stuff in there, he says. But at the end of the day, I think that no one's life is just perfect 110%. Everyone's life goes through some trials, some tribulations, mine more than ever. Of the breakdown he had when he was 40, he says, it's one of the things that we don't speak about enough. There are a lot of men in our society who find it quite hard to express the way that they're feeling. And if this book, in some way, shape or form, can help one person, then I'll be a happy bumblebee. It's exactly what it's meant to do. It's meant to show people the mistakes that I've made, and then also how I've overcome those mistakes and who's supported me in overcoming those mistakes. Making It details Jay's Hackney childhood, the bullying he experienced, which led him to leave school at 15 with no qualifications, and his journey back into education when he was an adult. He was diagnosed with dyslexia when he was 31, and now, 20 years later, says he still has the reading ability of an 11-year-old, yet he's achieved a degree in criminology and philosophy. Luckily, I ended up with a 2-1 in the end, not bad for a dyslexic guy with no GCSEs and all that, he says. His book movingly and honestly explores themes of friendship and family, covering his relationship with half-siblings and his absent father, and the satisfaction he finds in jobs that help others. It also covers the happiest times of his life so far, his children, the joy he finds in working with charities and social enterprises across the country, and details how his passion for upcycling and restoring furniture began. Jay divides his time between being a presenter on The Repair Shop and Money for Nothing and other TV appearances with having his own business in modern furniture restoration and eco-design, Jay & Co. Shows like The Repair Shop and Money for Nothing show people that there is the possibility to repair something, he says. We used to do it back in the day, so why have we got rid of that? It's only because big companies want us to buy more. We should be buying less and repairing more or upscaling or upcycling more items than you have in your home. Jay hopes that sharing his struggles and triumphs through his book will encourage others. He says, once as a community we can celebrate each other's differences and make sure that we're leaving this world in a better place for the young people who are not here, then I'll be happy. I hope that people get out of the book that even though through the mistakes or the trials and tribulations that you've been through, you can still achieve the best. You can do something with your life. I just hope it inspires people. That's all.
BBC One's The Repair Shop, where a team of skilled craftspeople bring loved pieces of family history back to life, has more than 6.5 million viewers. Jay Blades says, the one reason why people love it so much is that you've got a group of people coming together, they repair something for someone they don't know, and then it brings back those cherished memories of their childhood, or a grandparent, or a parent, or a son, or a daughter. It brings back that family ethos. And I think with the current situation that we're all facing at the moment, not being able to see our family members, this is what everybody wants. Everybody wants to feel part of a community, and the repair shop is a prime example of how you can be part of a community and what you can achieve together. He describes the program as a very happy ship and explains the team have got to know each other since filming began in 2017. So as a family grows together, you start sharing your stories, and we are one big happy family. There is no script. Everything you see we do is done in one take. We just have conversations with people, he says. The one thing that's stood out for me is the way a group of people can come together, don't know each other from Adam, and we just form a bond together. And that restores your faith in humanity, that you can have a group of completely different individuals from completely different walks of life coming together and having a laugh and acting like a family. We all miss each other when we ain't down there. I'm glad that the TV watching community have taken it on board, because it's something we should celebrate. We should celebrate people that can fix stuff. The repair shop is my second family. It's my TV family, and without them, it wouldn't feel right.
Jay's story is certainly one of determination to turn his life around.